When discussing healthcare, the increasing high cost of prescription drugs has become a burden for many people, even for those with health insurance. On today's episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute, we have Hector De La Torre, Executive Director of Transamerica Center for Health Studies, here to discuss how costly prescription drugs are burdening many consumers. Hector, we are aware the prescription drug prices can sometimes be very expensive in the United States, but is this true across the globe?
Well, according to the 2015 Kaiser Family Foundation report, the United States is actually the world leader in per capita prescription drug spending. Additionally, in a Harvard University and London School of Economics study, they found that in other nations, the per capita spending for pharmaceuticals was between $466 and $939. However, in the U.S., the per capita spending was over $1,400.
Wow.
Almost double in many cases. It is unfortunate that prescription drug prices can be so high because it serves as a barrier to people's well-being in their day-to-day life. And in many cases, people just go without.
Yeah. Well, that's worrisome to say the least. Why do you think prescription drug spending is so high in the United States?
Well, in the United States, pharmaceutical companies set the prices. In contrast, in Europe and in many other countries, the government establishes drug prices. In fact, a McKinsey report found that for some drugs, there was a 50% difference in the cost of the same drug in the United States when compared to European countries.
Well, so what would you recommend to our listeners on how to handle high prescription drug costs?
There are a few short-term solutions that could help. First, you could check if filling a prescription in person at a pharmacy or ordering prescription drugs by mail is cheaper. This is helpful for regularly refilled drugs. Another route is to search for manufacturer coupons from the company that sells your prescription drug. Also, there are other generic versions of brand name drugs that could cut your costs.
Okay.
Be sure to ask your doctor first whether or not these options are suitable for you.
Those all seem like great cost-saving options to pursue, but are there any services out there in case the process is still too complicated?
Yes, there are prescription assistance programs run by different groups that can help you navigate the cost of pharmaceutical drugs. Pharmaceutical companies and nonprofit groups with these programs typically require you to fill out an application with information about your financial situation. Programs run by state governments vary by state, obviously, and are typically geared toward the elderly, disabled, or those in financial need. In Maryland, some of these include the Maryland Senior Prescription Drug Assistance Program, the Maryland Kidney Disease Program, and the Maryland Primary Adult Care Program. So this gives you a sense of what variety is out there. For any non-state programs, be cautious and make sure that these services do not charge fees that might otherwise negate your savings.
Great. Thank you, Hector, for these valuable tips to help people manage their prescription drug costs. For more information on understanding health insurance and how it affects prescription drug costs, please visit www.transamericainstitute.org in the health section. Once again, I'm your host, Al Waller, and thank you for tuning in to our episode, Clear Path, Your Roadmap to Health and Wealth, brought to you by the nonprofit Transamerica Institute. Be sure to listen to our new episode every Monday afternoon on WYPR.